What lured you out? What were some of the things that brought you from Ohio State?
Mike Vrabel. I love Mike Vrabel. I spent 2 great years coaching with him at Ohio State. Had a great job. Loved Ohio State. Loved every minute of it. And the only attraction for me was Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm. Is playing defensive back in the NFL different from college, or is running with a receiver running with a receiver?
That's great that you asked that question, because the last 4 guys that I've coached are all playing, actually the last 5 are playing in the league at corner. They were all first round picks, and I talk with every one of those guys throughout their year, 2 years, 3 years in the league about the differences and the changes, and technique. And ball is ball. There's 11 guys and 11 guys, and what I've learned from them is it's really not different. There's differences in schemes, and you know, you have differences in time and how much time you're allowed to give to things. But my kids that are playing in the league are just like my kids that were playing at Ohio State, and it's a technique-based position and technique-based defense.
Got some young. The video we've seen of you from Ohio State, you have high energy. Like, that's sort of your reputation. How does that help set the tone for being a coach?
I don't know how it sets the tone. I would tell you this. I love what I do. I'm passionate about it. I enjoy every minute of every day. I don't expect that to change. Guys have asked me, you know, in the NFL, are you going to coach differently? Don't intend to coach a bit differently. I've learned that that's me. That's who I am. And I believe that that's what these players want. And I think that's what they deserve.
You look at your secondary here. What kind of pieces do you have to work with?
Really excited about the kids that are here. Not kids, grown men. I don't know what I call them now. But dads, I mean, it's a little different. Really, really excited about these guys. And I think the unit is going to come together. We've got youth, and we've got experience, and we've got speed, and we've got guys that play hard, play with energy, play passionately. I can't wait to get my hands on them. I'm really excited about them.
You talked about your corners there and success you had at Ohio State. In general, what are some of the most important concepts for you as far as cornerback go? Just kind of general philosophies of teaching.
Well, you have to be able to play press man-to-man, you know, and you have to be able to take the thing we used to always talk about at Ohio State, my man don't catch no balls, and that's got to be our mindset. We've got to go out there and do our job and keep our guy from getting open. We can't allow for big plays. We want to be on-body coverage. We want to challenge every throw, and we want to compete for the ball. And that's what's critical at the corner position.
What do you think of this group of players? You got experience, you got youth, you got a little bit of everything.
I think we're working really well together. I'm really enjoying it. I've known Dean Pease for a long time, you know, and followed his career. He recruited my son, and he used to come in and recruit my high school. And I really have great respect for Dean. I work with Shane at Ohio State. I'm just getting to meet Terrell and Tyrone, and they're exciting guys. And just going over the scheme and the install right now, it's a lot of fun. It's a great group.
You look forward to the challenge of the NFL?
Absolutely.
After so much in college, it's something different.
I'm so excited about everything about this and having the opportunity to play at the very highest level and to work with this team. And you know, Mike says all the time, our guys are going to know what to do, and they're going to play fast and aggressively. And I'm thrilled to get to be a part of that.
A guy like Kevin Byard, pretty good building block right there. In terms
of my gosh, what a great year he had. And he's a young guy, and he plays with energy, and he's smart. You know, and the hard part about the NFL, to be honest with you, is you don't get to spend a lot of your time with your players right now. I mean, if I was in college, I'd be spending a lot of time with them. But I've watched him film, and I'm studying him, and I love the way he plays the game, plays the ball extremely well. He's a fearless tackler, and he's going to be a big part of the future here, obviously.